Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com, bringing you what's happening in theaters. And the first movie, it's a DVD. It's McFarland, USA. Well, Kevin Costner's kicked out of coaching at the good schools and ends up in McFarland, California, where he finds himself coaching cross-country and boys who don't know that they actually can be winners.
I'm Coach White, your new PE teacher.
All right, run a lap. Go.
They're fast.
You do understand we don't have a cross-country team?
Yep.
You've coached cross-country before?
No.
Well, you sound perfect.
You guys are superhuman. There's nothing you can't do with that kind of strength, with that kind of heart.
So before seeing this movie, I was 100% certain that I was 100% incapable of running. I'm pretty comfortable with my lack of athletic abilities. But now, for some reason, I feel like I can do it. I can run. And now I'm really hoping for my sanity to return before I hurt myself, trying to run a marathon, a mile, or even a block. But that's what happens when I see these kind of amazingly dumb movies. True stories of astounding underdog triumphs makes me feel invincible. It just astonishes me, the drive and determination that real-life people have to do bigger-than-life things and become great. And not just that. They do it all while facing the most insurmountable obstacles they somehow have to overcome to truly believe in themselves. And having said all of that, I now feel completely inadequate and a massive failure in life that I haven't lived up to my potential, or worse, maybe I have. So in a movie night traffic like McFarland, USA on DVD is a green light. Now into a movie that is in no way based on true events, it's Spy. Melissa McCarthy feels like she hasn't lived up to her potential in the CIA and volunteers to go undercover.
When I joined the CIA, I thought I was going to be this amazing spy. I'm just the same boring person I was before.
Raina Boyanov is about to sell a tactical nuclear weapon to a terrorist organization. We need someone to find the bomb without being detected.
I'll do it.
You are not to make direct contact with any of the targets.
You are incredibly out of your league.
Seriously, who doesn't want to be a super cool undercover CIA spy? With techno gadgets, badass fight 'em off skills, and a very good excuse to act like a complete maniac? Only when it's necessary to save the world, of course. But as my luck would have it, like Melissa, my experience is more rats in the office, nobody paying attention, and not a single person believing in you. All that changes for Melissa, though, when she goes into the field and lets the bad guys have it. So much fun, so much action, and so much Jason Statham. Plus Allison Janney and Jude Law, all so good. So be prepared for one heck of an entertaining experience. And the R-rated stuff, it isn't too much and actually works so un-Hollywood-like, but it's still not for the kids. So in a movie night traffic light, Spy is a green light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.